At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. The voice is kind of still gone, but it's here. We're with Sarah Forasia.
Excuse me? What were you up to losing your voice all weekend?
Everyone,
excuse
me? It's been gone for like a week. You know, I talk with for a living. That's my livelihood. I'm going to have to declare, what's the word? Like this is, I don't know. I want some reimbursement for something for losing my voice.
You need short-term disability, sweetie.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Were you out drinking? What happened? Like it just literally you woke up one morning. It was a little.
Well, in my defense,
fried.
It started going before the drinking, but I did go Friday night. I went with my friend to HEMAT. You know what HEMAT is? It's a private club in West Hollywood, which is also a gym. So it's like a Soho house, right? Only in West Hollywood, right? And this one woman, she hosts for the gays there, a happy hour on Friday. So my friend is a member. Like he knows I'm not going to be a member because I have all that in my building I actually live in. But they're supposed to bring people that maybe could be members. And I'm just like, gay happy hour, come on. So I did that.
Do people work out and then go from the workout equipment to the cocktails? Like, are they sweating and they're,
I would love that. No, everyone was dressed appropriately. And then Saturday, yeah, I had like a long day of let's go here for a drink and there for a drink and everywhere for a drink.
Oh my God, you guys. I mean, for a man who says he has no friends, he's out a lot, huh?
Look,
we got a lot to cover today.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about our freaking live show that is nearly halfway sold out and probably more than that by this time this comes out. You got to get your VIP ticket ASAP. VIPs are $30, regular admissions $15. VIP is off the charts. You can ask us anything, honey. We cannot plead the fifth. Now, people are a little mixed up with, if I buy a VIP, do I get to see the show? Yes, you're there for the, you can be there for the entire show. The regular admission people, you're going to be there for a certain amount of time and then booted. Our VIPers, you're getting pictures with us. You can ask anything to us in person. We'll bring you up on the Zoom. It is all virtual, by the way. That's the other thing. People are like, where's the show? Where's the show? It's virtual. So if you listen to us in Kansas, to North Dakota.
Australia. One of our listeners from Australia bought a ticket.
Eventbrite.com. It's in the link in the bio of both Behind the Velvet Rope, Sarah Fraser Show. It's there on our IG stories constant. You don't want to miss this. It is our first ever. We cannot play the fifth. Now, regular admission, you have to submit your question beforehand. We're going to get to some, as many as we can. General admission, we can't guarantee anything, but come submit your question. It's going to be so fun. We're going to talk all the gossip, all the tea, and then you all can ask us anything about whatever. I mean, about Teresa, Real Housewives of New Jersey, back this week. Enormous. Anything you want, our personal lives, business, other TV shows, things we like, my husband.
Nothing is off topics.
IVF.
And I have to say, so for the pre-show, I mean, the show that you don't have VIP, you have to pre-submit your questions. Probably can't get to all of them, but we're going to try. We're looking at the questions you guys are submitting, and they're, you know, not the ones I expected. We were just talking about that. I had an idea of where these questions were going, and then I look at what you guys are submitting, and you guys never cease to amaze me. They're not any of the questions I expected, so more power to you. And just so you know, because people are slipping into my DMs, the Zoom link and all the instructions for the VIPs about your... First of all, the Zoom link in general will be emailed to everyone 24 to 48 hours in advance. And for everyone that is doing VIP, there's going to be different times. We're going to email everything 24 to 48 hours in advance. And the final thing I want to say is, this is not lip service. This is truly when Sarah says... The tickets are selling and they're going to sell out. This is not a joke. They truly are going to sell out. And when everyone says it's the day of, I wanted to get a ticket because it's online or it's a day before, this truly is, we weren't sure if this was the way to go, but let me tell you, this is the best decision we made because this is selling. Like, I'm shocked. I'm honestly, right? I mean, I'm shocked.
We will be sold out. To be a month out and have this many tickets sold, we are so grateful for you guys. And also, we're offering two exclusive, because it's going to be a capped event, but two exclusive sales opportunities at a very reasonable rate, one at $1,500 and one at $1,000. If you own a small business, if you're a podcaster, you could sponsor the live show. You're going to get a lot of extra.
That's a great thing for a podcast to do.
Yeah. You're going to get a lot of extra added value in that we're going to social media about you. We're going to give you actual commercials on our shows leading up to it. So you're probably going to get just a shout out that night. You can do our giveaway. However, we've already sold the $1,000 package. So we only have the $1,500
left. And it is a great value because, not to get into too many specifics, but if I'm going to do an ad for someone for a week on this podcast, you know, you guys hear about me talking about this great new Astepro for allergies. That ain't $1,000 or $1,500, sweeties. So that's a little bit more. So it's like, these are, not at Sarah's sake, Sarah's handling the ad sales. I'm handling more of the logistics, but this is a great value because if we're going to actually do ads on the damn show and that, woo, $1,500, that's a good deal. Honestly.
If you have a small business, you are basically going to be getting several weeks worth of promotion for $1,500. It's unheard of. The value is probably more like around $3,000. You can email me, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. I'm not hard to find. The Sarah Fraser Show, everywhere on social media. You can hit me with a DM. And look, even when we sell out these sponsorships, get on our radar because we're going to do more of these shows. So it's a really great value and opportunity for you to promote yourself, your business, anything. I would do this in a heartbeat. Mr. Yontif, you and I always talk about doing a pop culture show outside of Housewives because we have a lot of Housewives tea to get to. But did you happen to catch the Tom Brady roast on Netflix? Kim Kardashian there?
She was booed. Kim Kardashian is booed. Was it? I catch it? No, I didn't catch it. I catch it on social media? Yes. And I didn't watch it live.
Shout out to Nikki Glaser. Have you had Nikki Glaser on your podcast, the comedian?
I'm going to keep my opinions to myself because, like, girlfriend, get over your fucking self, okay? Yeah. I have history with a lot of people in this town.
You have, I'm going to save this for the live show. You and Nikki Glaser have history. Okay, wait a minute. That's my
maybe. Idea. I was going to say, maybe that should be your VIP question. Yeah, fuck her.
She brought it for the women. I have never been Really? Oh my God. She brought it for the women in a way that is very rare. She's up there with the greats now. I'm talking with Phyllis Diller, with Joan Rivers, with Wanda Sykes. With
I mean, I'm going to end this.
Excuse me?
Nobody. I'm very good friends with Miss Melissa Rivers. No, she was just on the show this early Tuesday. Nobody with my lost voice as a comedic comes anywhere near Joan fucking Rivers. They're number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You can have 10. Joan is 1 through 9. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, this year is going by so quickly, and I've talked to you guys about this before. All I do is work, and I'm starting to think that maybe I'm throwing myself into work because I want to avoid some issues that are going on in my life. I've benefited from therapy in the past, and I'm seriously considering going back and using BetterHelp. You know, I really think therapy can be value to help you take stock of your life, kind of look under the hood of the car, and really just be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I love that BetterHelp is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. How great is that? Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/VelvetRope today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VelvetRope. I need to tell you guys about Yamen. Why? Because they really work. And if I'm going to invest my time and money into a beauty brand, it needs to actually have results. Yamen is a leading Japanese beauty brand that blends modern technology with traditional beauty rituals. One of my favorite Yamen products is the MediLift Essential Mask. The MediLift Mask is a wearable beauty device that is 100% hands-free. You wear it at home like a mask. It actually targets the cheek and lower face muscles while tightening and restoring skin to its youthful, plump appearance. To supplement this, I also love their MediLift skincare line. They have a great moisture serum, a great eye serum, but my absolute favorite is the Needle Lift Wrinkle Smooth Base. It helps me look younger than my age, and who doesn't want that? But don't take my word for it. To experience the future of beauty, my listeners can visit ya-menusa.com and use code BTVR for 20% off. That's BTVR as your code at ya-manusa.com.
God, she killed it last night. And this other comic I'd never heard of, Tony Hinchcliffe. He has a podcast, Kill Tony. Oh my God. They brought it. That was actually a cultural moment. I wish we were doing a pop culture podcast. That was a cultural moment that was... will be talked about. The comedy was on Kevin Hart. I actually never thought Kevin Hart was funny. Last night I discovered Kevin Hart is a riot. I'm like, okay, Kev, now I understand why you're making $20 million a movie. What an incredible host. He kept it going. The best sense of humor. Tom Brady, I'm in love. Everybody, the internet is talking today about Kim. They feel bad for Kim. I mean, it was.
Why was she booed? I mean, I heard her getting booed.
People hate her because of Taylor Swift. They hate her because, you know.
Oh, God. She handled it very well. She's like, hold on. And I don't know.
That woman is. Okay, let me ask you this question, then we'll move on.
I love the Kardashians. I don't give a shit what anyone fucking says.
Would you want $1 billion at the cost of being booed always? I mean, they made Tony Hinchcliffe a meat curtains.
Is that a real? Yeah, I heard like close your legs or something.
Close your legs, your curtains. They yell from the stands, you're a whore. I mean, would you want that? I mean, really?
I have that now. People, come for me every day. There are people that hate me. I'm a hateable person.
Yeah,
a lot of people hate me.
A whore, although I don't know, maybe
I
it is.
Mean, some people hate me for being a whore. I mean, is that a question? I will take $1 million for that. $1 billion? Yes. No, I want to be hated.
People I felt for her. I actually felt like last night, I was like, you know what? I don't know that it's worth $1 billion because she is, I gave
you
her credit.
You need to go to a psychiatrist right now. $1 billion. $1 billion. You could buy your fucking baby. You could pull a Madonna, go over to Malawi and buy your fucking baby right now. Oh my God.
All right.
People hate me. I'm insufferable. They hate me. Lots of people love me, but lots of people hate me. I mean, I might as well get $1 billion for it, girl.
I can't wait till we do a roast for you. I mean, we have got to do a roast for you someday.
God, should we do a live roast at some point? Oh,
yes.
God.
Yes. It would be brutal. I mean, I don't know. I felt for her. I'm like, girl, no matter what, you'll never outlive. I mean, and Tom had such a great joke about her. And he goes, oh, I know you were nervous to come here tonight, but it wasn't about the jokes. It was that you had to leave your kids with your former husband or something. Or like you had to
I
leave
mean,
your kids with Kanye. That's why you're terrified. The jokes.
That's hilarious.
Unbelievable comedy. It was
Kim is really, she has a good sense of humor normally. I don't think she enjoyed the beef curtain joke I saw on her face. I don't think she enjoyed that.
People on TikTok were showing videos when she walked up on stage. They were heckling the hell out of her. Like, stay away from Kevin Hart, you whore. Like, I mean, it's just like,
wow.
I mean, it's brutal. Like,
I don't care.
Oh my God. That's
again, so I mean, people heckle me.
Anyone care about their dignity anymore? I guess not.
No dignity. Forget it. Speaking of which, and then we'll get into, speaking of no dignity, this Saturday, it is beginning. The only place I will be talking about this season of RHO&J, RHO&J recaps. Right now, the price has not been raised for Patreon. Go join my Patreon now. That is the only place we'll be recapping John Fuda versus Teresa, and I got a lot to say. So speaking of no dignity, I heard from a bunch of sources that RHOBH, the new season, is starting to film. Like, when I say tomorrow, I actually mean tomorrow. Friday, what the hell's Friday the 10th? I heard it starting tomorrow from multiple sources. Now, I don't know if that's true, but you know what happens when the filming starts. The pictures, I think RHOBH is filming. I don't know who the new girl is, but I heard there's at least one or two new girls. Yes, Kathy is back. I heard it's happening. I heard we're here. I heard filming is literally tomorrow. Everyone's listening to this on Thursday, tomorrow.
No, I'm hearing the same thing. And it seems as though we're, I don't know if leaks are the right word, but there's so much buzz around it. So, you know, Kyle Richards does these Amazon Lives every
yes.
And essentially says, I mean, she's just, Kyle knows how to play the game. I don't know. You know, she's very elusive about Morgan and are the rumors true that they're demanding that she talk about Morgan, and she's, you know, she's still dodging that. But I mean, Kyle's filming, right? Even though Kyle says, I don't know, guys, we haven't started.
I didn't think they start. I thought they were starting just tomorrow, but you think they started a little bit already?
No. I think Kyle keeps dodging, like, if she's going to be a part of it, but Kyle's clearly a part of it, right?
Kyle is going nowhere. The only thing I really want to know at this point is Dorito there or not? Is Dorito there?
I think Dorito's there.
Justice for Dorito.
She would have been let go by now. We would have heard. There's no way it's in limbo. Dorito is back.
You have a good point.
Back.
You have a good point. I think we'd know by now.
Oh my God, 100%. And then our, I wanted to find it because there's another woman, obviously Dorito's friend we talked about, who is coming back, but there's another.
Yeah, who are all these other people? There's a lot of rumors.
The reality TV guru who sent this to us, Ava Lowry and Bozema St. John are supposedly the two women filming this week with RHOBH.
Do we know anything about them? You know anything about them?
The one woman there, Bozema, she's the one that was with Dory. Remember that picture that was leaked?
Okay.
Beautiful woman.
Yes, I do. Who was the other one?
Ava Lowry. I'm not familiar with. I don't know her at all. But you're the one with all these connections. I mean, Melanie Griffith reportedly close to inking a deal brought in by Kyle Richards. Faye Resnick was asked back, refused again. Why does Faye Resnick keep refusing to come back?
I love that. Oh, God, Faye would be so good. Sorry, Catherine Edwards, my friend. I would love Faye. I mean, and how hot does that make her that she says no every time? I love that.
It doesn't
I love
make her that
that.
Hot. It doesn't make her that hot because like we're running out of time here. You know, this is a moment in television history, Faye, where you could be, in 2 months from now, we're going to be getting the Nicole Brown Simpson deep documentary done by the same two women who did Being R. Kelly, going to jail, Ooh. R. Kelly, something R. Kelly. R. Kelly is the worst. I don't know, whatever it was. They are doing an expose. They claim they didn't anticipate that OJ would die 2 months prior to the debut. This is Faye's moment. No, I'm getting tired of it. In fact, you're actually depriving us of housewife history. No, I'm actually mad at Faye. When we run into Faye, I'm going to say to Faye, enough. This is your time. This is the year. You could help your friend Nicole Brown Simpson's legacy. You knew Loreen. You know Mo and Kyle better than anyone. What is the I'm actually
And she wouldn't that. I really think that there would be no, you know how I say you can't be friends and come on Housewives? I really think nothing would ruin her and Kyle's relationship. I think it would be strong. I saw the Melanie Griffin thing. I think that that is false. I would love Melanie on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Bette Midler, I know, really threw herself into the ring. That's not going to happen.
Why not?
You know, you have to be part of an ensemble. I mean, Bette, and I mean this as the biggest compliment, would just suck the damn life out of the room. I mean, she's Bette Midler. She's not Lisa Rinna. She's not Denise Richards. I mean, she's like, I mean, you can't bring your comedic shtick to Housewives. It's just a different show. I don't think it would work. I don't think it would work. I mean, Melanie more so, but that's, I don't see it. I see it. Faye Resnick. I'm telling you, Kato Kaelin was one of my favorite interviews ever. I think the fact that she is just such good friends with Kyle, I would love it to be Faye, but it's not going to be. She's not interested. And I don't think Melanie, but I mean, yeah, I agree with you about Dorito. I think Dorito is back. Could she be a friend of? Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe not.
Oh, I think she survives one more season as Kyle's foe a bit. Do you think, though, the Melanie, and of course, Chelsea Handler, I believe that rumor has been circulating for a couple weeks. Would you think Chelsea Handler was ever really in the mix?
No, and I think she even said she wasn't.
She denied
it. She denies it, which I believe it. I just don't think it's happening. But unlike so many franchises, hi, Dubai, in June. I'm so excited for Beverly Hills. I'm so excited. It's the one I like. It's the one I like. What do you want from me?
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
When it comes to hiring for this podcast, before I discovered Indeed, I used to spend hours searching for quote unquote the one, which is just as hard as searching for the one when you're dating, but I digress. With Indeed, I just meet my match. I don't search at all. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And they have a matching engine, which has worked for me and has helped me find quality candidates fast. That's the key. Indeed puts it all in one place so I don't have to like search for hours to find someone who's actually qualified. Indeed helps me with scheduling, screening, and messaging. And I can't tell you how many successful people I've hired. Editors, proofreaders, PR, ad sales. And as listeners of this show now, you will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/Velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I love seeing the lifestyles of the Beverly Hills people. Speaking of Beverly Hills,
we got a lot there.
Well, Mo, I've talked about this a little bit the other day. Mo has unfortunately left the Richard Jumanski residence. And now I know his building. You've gone by his building before. It is, look, you could... The listings in the building are the agency listings. It's a brand new condo. Everyone can Google this. So I won't give out the actual address, but I don't even think that's doxing someone because it's like public knowledge. Matt Damon, rumored, had just spent $8 million on a place there. Matt relocated the family to Brooklyn. They have a big thing in Brooklyn, New York now, but Matt still needed a place here. They spent $8 million. I don't know if Mauricio bought. You know, the listings are agency listings. They're all brand new condos. They start at $5 million. Gorgeous building. The location is an A. 10 out of 10. It is literally like right in the heart of it. Like West Hollywood. Right over the Beverly Hills border. Into West Hollywood. It's very close to Sutton Store. It's close to Olivetta, who our friend Marissa Hermer from Ladies of London owns. It's like very centrally located. The views are phenomenal. I don't know if he bought it, but it's a great place to live. So everyone, instead of looking for the paparazzi outside, just Google it and you could figure out the building. But everything's for sale there. So maybe he's, I think, staying there. You know, like you're selling the building, you can stay in one of them until we sell it.
So wait, why do you think he's not purchasing? Just maybe it's not a good financial. Because
I don't know. I just don't know if it's permanent. Like, I mean, I'm not saying he's going back with Kyle, but I'm not sure if this is like his permanent purchase or it's just like a rental or, I mean, really, you're just staying there for free and waking up and selling the damn building. So... But he's out of the house. She dropped the last name on her social.
I think this was a big week, my friend, in the finalization, the end of an era of 27 years. I think this was pretty big because, you know, again, all the stories this week circulating have said that it's been quite a while. They really don't live under the same roof, but he comes back, you know, every day. They check on the dogs. This was pretty final. Umansky gone. Kyle revealed this beautiful gold necklace that was made with her initials, and there was no Umansky after all that time. I mean,
I'm so over.
You are.
I'm over Kyle and Mauricio. And if there's really stuff going on with Morgan, then I'm not over it. But I'm over the teasing of that also. I'm over it. A lot of people are over Kyle to begin with. Mark Indelatio, I don't know how to say his last name, from Ugly Betty. Our little Ugly Betty boy has grown up. He was just on Watch What Happens this past week. And it came up, he said, here are unpopular opinions, and he gave him a chance. And he said he'd like Kyle Richards fired, that he has been over her for many years. So there's little Mark from Ugly Betty, all grown up. Demanding that Mr. Cohn was very displeased with this desire of Mark's. He loves Kyle. She's not going anywhere.
Oh, God, no. But I have one last question on RHOBH before we move on. What do you think it means for the franchise? I always think it's not a very good sign when all the women on these franchises are single. Coming, if Dorit comes back, we will have her, and we'll see about these two new women. I think Bozama is married, but she's only going to be a friend of, I think.
Well, Dorit is married, apparently.
But do you think I feel like this was the beginning of the end of New York, right? All the women became single. They basically were alcoholics. It was a mess. They could no longer bring it. We now are looking at a cast in RHOBH, and I'm trying to think of a cast that really thrived where none of them are married.
Well, Dorit's married, and that's it. Yeah, you're right. Barring the newbies.
Because, I mean, Housewives implies you're a wife. So, RHOC, the beginning and the end of RHOC. You know, Gina was divorced. Vicky. Now, the rat, I guess, had somebody. The rat that scurries had somebody. Shannon was divorced. Emily was married.
Right. And now Gina has someone and Emily's married. And the rat has Eddie. And
I just think when you
Pedantry is engaged. Dubrow, that's a marriage that's going to last. Don't fuck with my Dr. Terry. Don't you dare.
I don't even care about Dr. Terry. I'm sorry.
I love Dr. Terry.
Well, I wish her all the best, but I couldn't even identify her in a lineup. My point
Dr. Terry Dubrow, Heather's husband.
Oh, that Terry. Oh, yeah. Well, he's actually getting harder to identify because he's done a lot of work. Oh, I know Terry.
I find him somewhat attractive, but I think I lose sight of things when I know there's money or a doctor. I love a doctor. That would be the ideal husband. Oh, you can get diagnosed. I think it could treat everything just right from your own bed, especially a surgeon, honey.
I mean, you're not going to be performing surgery at your fabulous apartment in West Hollywood.
But
you have to go to the clinic. Like, you got to go under.
Well, but you can wake up and get Botox and filler from home, darling. Hello. Just saying. A doctor is my number one category, and they work all the time of what I would like to marry. They work all the time. It's so great. You get so much time alone. Oh, I love that. You tell me I'm supposed to find someone to marry? Well, that's what I want. I want a doctor, darling.
I think when these women are not married, these franchises become in trouble. Jersey, the men are their own show. You know, they create so much. Potomac, we're in trouble now. Why? Michael Darby gone. Mm-hmm. Juan Dixon gone. Mia Thornton now getting divorced. I mean, it just...
Who's this newbie?
Men bring a lot. And I am worried. You know, I'm worried.
Who's this newbie? We have another new name being thrown around in Potomac. Jassy or something?
Yep. Jassy is a designer.
What the fuck is that?
And a pageant queen. Jassy.
Rumors.
Rumors.
Are any of the rumors about Jassy true? And is there any nastiness?
Haven't heard a lick of nastiness, but she did do us a favor by pinning Meet Jassy Rudeau of Chateau Rudeau to the top of her page.
She has a
hairline. Jasmine won her first pageant trophy when she was 12 years old. Before that time, she was a young ballet, tap dancer, sports all-star. From basketball, track, tennis, and cheerleading, Jassy has always been active. During her collegiate years at Langston University, she was Miss Crimson and Cream, a scholarship pageant hosted by the men of Kappa Alpha Psi. Let's move on here. And then
I was going to say, I'm a little bored, Jassy.
The world's most exciting podcast, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
I'm Michael Savage, host of the Savage Nation podcast, home of borders, language, and culture. Hear my new podcast each week as I speak with top guests from around the world. Right now we have over 700 shows in our library, featuring interviews with world leaders, scientists, faith teachers, and more, including President Donald Trump, Prime Minister of Israel Ehud Barak, Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, Jerry Falwell, and so much more conversations and commentary you cannot find anywhere else. Other guests have included Samuel Cohen, the father of the neutron bomb, Breitbart's Alex Marlowe, the great author Peter Schweitzer, Colonel Douglas McGregor. Be here or be nowhere. The Savage Nation Podcast. Catch the Michael Savage Podcast on all podcast platforms every Tuesday and every Friday.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I've had allergies my whole life. I'm actually having a bad allergy day right now. You may be able to hear it in my voice. Well, I now use Astapro to treat my allergies, and you should too. Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So I now use Astapro every time my allergies flare up, and I'm amazed at how fast I feel better. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to AstaproAllergy.com for a discount so you can use Astapro and go today. AstaproAllergy.com. Astapro and go. What do Lala, Kent, and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you.
2019, Jassy visited China and India, where she wanted to secure a beauty product that she could offer to other women who love everything about getting dolled up.
Jassy sounds boring. I'm sorry.
She considers herself a girly girl. Maybe this was written as a business biography. I do have to tell you, I was also bored. I only got through about a paragraph, and then I really started skimming. She has a Virginia registered S-Corp company.
S-Corp? Mm-hmm. Excuse me? Like Heidi Fleiss? That's exciting.
Okay, well, that's the most interesting part of her.
But is that the type of escort that she's referring to?
No, S-Corp. S-Corp.
Oh,
Virginia registered S-Corp company.
S-Corp. I thought you said escort. I was like, man, now I'm excited. I didn't know if that was legal, but I mean, sex work should be legal. Let me tell you, sex work should be legal.
Oh, God.
You know what? It does interest me, though. Sorry, Jassy. It's a pass for me. Miss Bedore. Her friends are worried that she's still drinking. Did you see all this?
I did, because shout out to the reality blurb. I was quoted in the article.
Excuse me? Oh, my gosh.
Gina Kirschenhider came on my show in the fall, and Gina was the first to reveal. She goes, Shannon's never stopped drinking, y'all. And why didn't anyone at BravoCon ask her the loaded question in the room? Shannon has never stopped drinking, despite a DUI where she ran into somebody's house, could have killed her dog, could have killed herself, and God forbid, thank you, dear God, did not kill other people, but absolutely could. This bitch was so drunk, she parked her car in the middle of the street and tried to get on the sidewalk and walk like she wasn't drunk. She was swerving and swishing all over the place. Huh? She has not quit drinking. And Jeff Lewis and all their buddies defend her, and she's doing great. Don't we think there's a problem? I mean, supposedly the rat that scurries quit the tour because she did not feel comfortable with the women coming out to, like, let's go and doing shots after a DUI.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if the rat that scurries did quit for that reason, I give her some props. We all know that she is a rat and she does scurry and she does everything she wants. So I think that was a convenient excuse for her to get out of the tour. Do I think that Shannon has as much of a problem as Sonia Morgan? No, but do we really need to compare levels of alcoholism? I think that is somewhat alarming, and I don't think she has quit drinking from my sources. And I think we'll see this on the new season of RHOC, and I guess we're still a little worried about Shannon. Look, I just, there's something about Shannon that you do root for her, right? Like, you do. I don't think she's a bad person inside. I said this once before, and everyone slipped into my DMs and was like, oh my God, I totally understand. Apparently, when I said I wish Shannon the best, I just would not want to have dinner with her, people seem to love that. I stand by that statement. She seems like a lot, this Shannon Bedore, but I think her heart's in the right place, right?
Shannon's?
I mean, is she an evil? Is she like the rat? Is she evil and manipulative and dark? I mean, like, is she like a mean, evil person? No, she's probably exhausting to deal with on a daily basis.
I mean, it depends on who you talk to. Gina Kirshenhider does not have anything nice to say about Shannon. Ooh. I believe that Shannon is much more manipulative.
Wow, there you go.
Clout chaser and desperate and an alcoholic than what people portray her to be.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting to watch. The rat that scurries says that this is going to be such a great season of RHOC. I hope so, girl. She also said she thinks it's going to be back in July. I don't think so. I think that we'll have Jersey still on the air from starting now in May. We have Dubai starting. Is anyone out there going to watch Dubai? It's a real question. You might watch the first episode, but are we really excited?
No, I will not be watching Dubai. Unless Dubai comes out with something new or that we haven't seen, like, I'm good on Dubai.
I'm good on Dubai, guys. I got to be honest. So I don't think that with those two still on in July, I think for me, RHOC, if I was going to predict, I would say September. They are really slowing this shit down over there at Bravo. So I would say September.
We got a lot of Vanderpump stuff to talk to. So I'm excited about RH. No, I am excited about RHOC. I worry a little more about Shannon than you do. I feel as though this is a slow decline for Shannon going the way of Sonia Morgan. And I hope it's not true. Andy Cohen has been very busy talking on shows this week, and he says Sonia Morgan's home is not going into foreclosure. It's
what he said.
Yeah, he says it's not foreclosure. She could get upwards of $10 million, and Sonia Rita will be all set. And, you know, us speculating about her. I mean, he doesn't call us out personally, but basically.
Well, he's probably referring to us because I've said some not nice things about Miss Morgan recently.
You know, he makes it sound like she's in good shape, Miss Morgan.
I mean, look, here's what I don't understand. And I have a housewife that actually DM'd me when this first came out. Like, what is an auction if it's not foreclosure? I don't understand. Like, it's been on the market. If it's not an auction, you can sell a house. You lower the price. It was lowered, I think, recently to $8 million. Lower it to $7 million. That doesn't sell. Lower it to $6 million, $5 million, $4 million, $3 million. You could lower it to $1 million and then get everyone overbidding and have a bidding war. I don't understand an auction. Who auctions off their house? A bank auctions off their house when you lose it. So I just don't understand this. I really don't. I truly don't. Like, if it's $8 million, it's not selling. If you put it on for $4 million and now everyone wants it and there's a bidding war, isn't that the same thing? I've never heard of an auction. I truly don't. I've never heard of this, but I'm sure someone out there is going to tell me and I'm a moron, and this happens all the time. That's great. I am not Bethany fucking Frankel. I don't fucking know it all. I've never heard of this. I've heard of lowering a price. Every piece of real estate is sellable. The problem of why real estate doesn't sell is because of the price. I have bought and sold many properties of my own. It's that simple. So if she needed to sell it, I don't know why you couldn't just lower the price. I don't understand who auctions off a house unless it's a bank that takes it from you. That's my honest thing. I mean, Kim Zolciak is going to learn soon what this means. That's all. But I was so mean to Sonorita last week, so I guess I should be nice. Speaking of Bethany, or do you know what? We'll save Bethany for that. Do you want to talk a little Vanderpump to your point? We have a lot to talk about.
I was just Googling some ways, like, why would you auction off a house? Oh. Auctions help sell real estate very quickly. Altogether, this is usually a quicker way to sell a house versus listing it on the market.
Well, there you go.
Well, it proves your point. Maybe she's not in foreclosure, but she needs the money, right? I mean, why are we doing a quick auction here? Sometimes houses go up for auction after they've been foreclosed upon or when the previous owner defaults on property taxes. What causes a house to be auctioned? Once homes are foreclosed on or seized, I mean, it doesn't look great. Should you buy a house at auction?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not good. It's not good. I mean, Andy can
spin this the same way. Oh, he's a fucking spin doctor lately. Lately, he said, oh, BravoCon's not happening this year. And everyone, he addressed it. Everyone says, well, I think he's referring directly to you and me. Sarah and David say that it's because of all my legal troubles and everything Bravo's going through. And that's not the case. We always plan on skipping every other year with BravoCon. So now he's spinning this. So we have a real fucking spin doctor on our hands. And now you're getting me riled up again. And I've been calm.
Well, I will say this. Our friend
lying Sarah, to the good people.
Our friend Sarah from Texas has caught him in a lie. Because Sarah from Texas did some sort of deep dive where she went back. Where apparently he said, I believe at this current BravoCon, that NBC had secured Caesar's Palace for the next 5 years or something. Yeah. So I'm getting it jumbled. All of our listeners are much smarter than I am and follow Sarah and know the deal. But essentially, it's a slow start today. Sarah basically went back and caught him in hyping up how great BravoCon is. And guess what? We're back next year. We've secured the building. And now, of course, he is a spin doctor. The only one, I'll leave it with this. This
is Sarah from Texas. Yeah.
People may want to auction off their homes in many ways because auctioning a property helps create more interest and demand. People who are interested in purchasing real estate at an auction are usually ready to jump and make more competitive bids. So maybe the spin doctor is right.
I'm going to be selling my places when I don't want to own them anymore. My places will not be auctioned. I've never heard of such a thing. I find it silly. I don't like it. It's not for me.
We can do one more quickie before we.
I don't know if Vanderpump is so quick. You know what we could talk about is we can talk about Girls Trip. You know, this story angers me. This story actually angers me.
Why?
Because haven't we been saying for 7 years here that we're never going to see Girls Trip 2 or whatever, 3 with Brandy and Caroline? And this was probably just the end for Girls Trip altogether. And now everyone's saying, oh, Brandy versus Caroline is the end of Girls Trip altogether. We've been saying that for 10 years. B, I don't know if that's really true. It ended that season. I was like, we're never going to see this from a legal point of view, which we're not. I believe that, you know, the ratings and the lack of overall interest as the seasons progressed is what caused Girls Trip to dissipate.
You do? What? Okay, this is like a hot.
It's a hot take.
You think without the Brandy Carolyn mess,
maybe
that Girls Trips would be going away?
I think we, Brandy and Caroline, we're never going to see, which we never were going to see. But yeah, look, I think it started really heavy. And I think the first season did great. And the Bluestone Manor season did great. And then the third season we never saw. And then the fourth season, which we saw with Gay and Rose and then Jizzy Jizz, no one gave a fuck. And then we had to throw ourselves into Legacy because, I mean, my girl Jill Zarin wanted to put some respect on her name as the OG and did not want to take less money than Kelly Bensimone. So we had to revamp the whole Roni Legacy reboot to Roni Girls Trip. And I mean, did anyone really hang on every word of Roni Girls Trip? So I think Roni Girls Trip kind of faltered. And I think the Giselle, Candace, Leah McSwiney season of Girls Trip kind of faltered. And I think after two of those, and Bravo's having a lot of legal issues. And I think legally the Girls Trips, yeah, I think it's all over. I think all that's...
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. How many Girls Trips have we actually had? How many have been released on Peacock? Five? That we've actually seen?
One, two, never saw that one. Four.
Four. I think it's coming back. I think it's coming back.
No, I don't think it's ever coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they let, they're letting everything breathe. That's the new strategy. We were right on this. You know, we've told everybody and it's like, hello. They're pulling way back. I don't care what people say. I've said this to people I've seen. I'm like, they're pulling a TLC. Everyone goes, who? What? TLC, you know, the Learning Channel that used to be, you know. They're still on. They have these reality shows that people don't believe me when I say this, but go do your own research. Sister Wives, some of the 90 Day franchise get as many views as these housewife shows. They are on par, the same ratings. But TLC is a very quiet network. They don't want the drama that has come up with what's happening with Bravo. I think Bravo is taking a page from them. I think Girls Trip comes back. It's so cheap to produce. It's so cheap. They go to a resort for 10 days. That's it. They've already laid out the scenarios. We're going to put these women together. They're going to fight about this. They're going to go on a boat ride. We're going to keep them up late. They're going to booze. They're going to fight. Next day, boom, repeat. It's so cheap. I think they give I think it's on pause for a year or two and we forget about Brandy Caroline and it's the lawsuit is resolved and we move on.
I don't think anyone cares anymore. I think the nostalgia, I think Girls Trip, how can I say this? In retrospect, to me, was the beginning of the end of the golden era of Housewives because it was such a good idea, but like, why were we doing it? I think we were doing it to breathe new life into the Housewives franchise. And I think it was such a great idea, but I think it has faltered. And I think it set off all the nostalgia, which then was Roni Legacy and Crappy Lake and everything else nostalgic that we tried. And I think it's all just fallen flat. And I think we're over the nostalgia phase. I think that was like, how do we save the whole franchise? And we thought we had something, but we don't. And now that is over. And so now I think they're really just kind of on their running out of gas. And I think what did work was Traitors. And that is not because of Housewives, it was in large part because of Housewives, but that's because you have an evil, maniacal, brilliant game. The same way Survivor is still on, the same way Big Brother is still beloved. The game Traitors, if it was a bunch of non-famous people like it is in the UK and other countries, to me, would still be a great game. It's just a brilliant game that I would love to be a part of and play and beyond, just because the game excites me. Yeah, I think it's unfortunately over for Girls Trip. I am very sorry.
This is breaking, baby. This is breaking.
I'm sorry.
All right. Look, I got to love you. That's huge. That's huge.
That's my opinion. My name is not Bethany Frankel, so I don't know everything. And I mean, Bethany knows because she knows it all. But I don't. What
did I get? Did I get SHIT from a listener from our last go about how I said that Just Be Divorced will never be to back, and so sensitive about her mother.
No, we'll talk about that next time. Just Be Divorced ain't coming back. So you actually were right. So I'm sorry for all the hot takes. I'm going to see you very soon. Tomorrow. Very soon.
I love. All right. Bye. See you then. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.